two Van Cleek Hill institutions, Arbor Gallery Center for Contemporary Art and Bose All Natural Brewing Company, are joining together for the launch of a new culinary artistic series. It's a series of five social events which will be held at Arbor Gallery throughout 2015. The 2015 programming year for the gallery, that is. And the first event in the series will take place this Friday, May 8th, and it's a sign cassette, 5 to 7. And so we've got two guests in the studio. Justin Bromberg, who is on the board of directors of Arbor Gallery, has come in. Hi, Justin.
Hey, Jean. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. And Chef Bruce Wood has come in as well from, this is Bo's chef, of course. Hi, Bruce.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in and talking to us about this special event, the launch of a series. So who wants to go first and tell us what this is all about? Why don't you take it away, Justin, and just give us an overview of where this idea came from, for starters. Sure. I know Sanka said is a very popular event across the border in around Montreal, right? So I'm just wondering if that was an influence at all.
Sure, it was, and I think it all started when I joined the board of directors of the Arbor Gallery 2 years ago. Or just under, but and we're looking, the gallery's always looking for ways to stay relevant and to stay current and to expand its horizons and expand its visitors, mm-hmm. visitorship, if you will, and
membership too, for that
member. Yeah, that's right. So always just trying to stay, you know, stay afloat. And a small town gallery, it's not an easy thing to do. So when I joined the board, I thought, well, there's got to be an opportunity here to bring in, you know, more young people and more working people and visitors of that have never been to the gallery, because mm-hmm. a comment that I was hearing often was, I don't even know what the Arbor Gallery is or where it is.
And this is from local people who right. actually live here, so it's quite amazing.
You know, I'd say half the people that live in Van Cleek Hill don't even know where or what the Arbor Gallery is.
Yeah, it's true.
So I sort of took it upon myself to say, well, there's got to be something I can do to make this happen. And I thought right away of Bose. And around that same time, Bose had started a partnership with a gallery in Ottawa called the Shankman Arts Center.
Yeah, Beaux-Arts.
That's right.
So I
sort of thought about that, and I thought about, a Friday night, first Fridays that some art galleries or some museums will do in big cities, whether it be Ottawa, Montreal, or wherever, where they invite people to come after work and maybe have a drink and explore the art in a sort of a more relaxed setting.
More casual setting, yeah.
You know, oftentimes many people don't have the chance to visit galleries during business hours, which is the case for me and many people I know. So I thought, well, we've got a brewery in town and we've got the possibility to open the gallery late one night, so why don't we do a Friday Sanka set 5 to 7 thing, and mm-hmm. approached Bose with the idea, and they said, great, that sounds really cool. We've got a new chef, Chef Bruce. We've got our beer, and let's make this happen. So it's been about a year in the making, and it's finally happening this Friday.
Very exciting, very exciting. So Bruce, over to you. What can you reveal in terms of your plans for this special event? Can you tell us about the menu? What's on tap,
yeah.
so to speak?
I've thought of a couple of different things. One of the big things we're doing with all the food we're doing at Bose is to support as much local as possible. So I was down to Glengarry this week and got some lovely cheeses, which I'm going to work into the dishes.
Oh,
they're Celtic
cheese,
Blue
yes.
and they're Fenn, both of which I really like quite a bit. And I've also got some chicken that we used for a function this week that I made enough of for Friday night as well, where we boned out a whole bunch of chicken legs and stuffed them with ricotta, which we make ourselves.
Oh, wow.
And quinoa, cashews, and pesto. There's a guy down in Cornwall that's growing basil and kale in a shipping container, believe it or not. It's quite cool. Huh. And so I've been using a lot of that to support him. He's growing it hydroponically, and it's a fantastic enterprise. So that's a couple of the things, and there'll be some more as well.
Okay. That sounds very tantalizing. My mouth is starting to water already. Yeah, excellent. So, and I noticed that this is a family event, Justin, because there was something about, like in the ad about...
Kids 12 and under are free.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
So well, is it going to be something for families?
Yeah, well, the premise of the event is that we wanted to catch people, and again, going back to your comment about the Sanka set, mm-hmm. I think the 5 to 7, we wanted to catch people sort of on their way home from work or on their way home from wherever they're coming from and before they go home for dinner. And so we wanted to make the event as inclusive as possible. So children are welcome, families are welcome. We figure there are many young people or young couples that are in town that have children, and we wouldn't want to see any of them say, oh, I can't attend the event because I've got my kids.
Yeah.
So kids under 12, if they're coming with their parents, they're more than welcome to come in.
And they get in for free.
They get in for free.
Oh, that's excellent. But you're not going to be pouring pitchers of beer for the youngsters.
No, we'll have some snacks and some fruit juices for the young ones.
Yes. So a family-friendly event. That's really good to know.
And alongside the food that you just heard about, and alongside the beers, you know, such as I think it's going to be the Lug Tread and the Beaver River that are going to be poured this Friday.
Okay.
We're also going to have an art event. This is in addition to all the art that's already up on the walls.
There is an exhibit in place right now, right?
Which we'll talk about in a second. Yes. And then we're going to have at each of these five events, we're going to have an art activity for people if they wish to participate in that. So that's all included in your ticket price. You've got your plate of food, you've got a beer, and you've got your art activity, which this week is going to be silkscreen printing.
Oh, okay.
Hosted by art coordinator Nikki Mulder.
Okay, excellent.
So there's a lot to do.
Yeah.
We're going to try to cram it all into 2 hours.
Yeah.
And give everybody a chance to also look at what's on the art that's up on the walls.
Okay. Listen, I just got a call in from a listener. Somebody's called in to ask a question, I think, or make a comment about this event. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you, yeah.
Yeah, this is Jerry calling from Van Cleek Hill.
Jerry. So what's on your mind, Jerry? Are you planning on attending this Sanka set this Friday, taking place at the Arbor Gallery, 36 Home Avenue, right here in Van Cleek Hill?
I was thinking about it. I was wondering if Chef Bruce takes any requests.
You want to know if Chef Bruce takes some requests?
On occasion. What were you looking for?
I'm looking for pizza soup. Do you guys make pizza soup?
Pizza soup?
Eddie? Is that you, Eddie?
I think his name is Jerry.
Jerry from Van Cleek Hill.
Jerry.
Yeah. We were talking about pizza soup at work today, having a good laugh over it.
You have a little bit of a dough boat floating at the top of it. How does it work exactly, Jerry? Have you had pizza soup before?
Yeah, they make it at Herb's there. Big fan there.
Okay. Well, this is actually like a highfalutin cultured event, not the kind of thing you would find at an art gallery. So maybe you should stick with Herb's.
I think it might also be a little difficult to eat standing up.
Very good point.
But thanks for calling in, Jerry.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Looking forward to seeing you at Arbor Gallery Friday from San Cassette.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. I hope I wasn't too snobby with him, but pizza soup.
Yeah, like Bruce says, I think that'd be kind of hard to eat standing up.
Yeah, exactly.
I can see him thinking about it.
So we. No, were, I think it was genuinely one of my coworkers.
Aha, somebody from Bose. Okay. So we were going to talk about the art. Actually, Louise went to see the exhibit today.
The show. Yes.
And what were your impressions?
Well, if anyone listening wants to go to the Reviews Facebook page, I've posted some pictures there, along with a note that we're on the air live now talking about it. It's an upcycled show. There's kind of two elements, and I have to say, it's probably more a guy thing, or if you really like cars. There's a lot of really great photos taken at, not junkyards, but, you know, the scrap yards where they take cars and they're all kind of crushed up and it's like giant car sandwiches, very colorful.
Yeah.
Photos are really heightened and like super contrast. But just to give you an idea of the kind of things that are there, there's a sheep that's about 3 feet high and the entire, I'll just show it here. I'll hold it up so everybody on the radio
the
can see it.
The sheep's clothing
is actually spark plugs.
That's fantastic. And I saw a photo of it.
The carcass of a sewing machine has been converted into a tractor. And there's
Louise
a whole
is doing
bunch
a bit of a show and tell with her
show
iPad
and tell here with the pictures, and can't seem to. It's hard to talk and do pictures at the same time. There's an ironing board that's got a whole bunch of different kinds of machinery made up
quite
to make it up. And there's a couple of meerkats, one of whom is holding a bottle of Bose beer. So there's all of
ceramic
those,
bottle
and a lot of lamps and other accessories that are all around, and it all some little butterflies made of license plates, and a lot of parts. Unfortunately, because I'm not that much of a mechanic, they look like the parts that you would find in your motor, like pressure gauges and engine things, cog wheels, and.
And some of these are photographs, and others are real three-dimensional sculptures, right?
There's two artists, and if I had the card that I picked up when I was there, I'd remember their names. But David Gans is the photographer, and oh my gosh, I'm going to have to dig in my memory to find the sculptor. But they're really worth going to see. And the volunteer at the gallery, I was saying they should put a couple. Actually, I've got an Arbor Gallery board member here right now. First of all, I've been campaigning for music in there for 10 years. Number two, a couple of ottomans that could be moved to empty spaces because people like to sit down. And that's what the volunteer said, is that, and I did too. I went through three times and I asked her what were her favorite pieces, and she actually took me back through and showed me some that I had missed because they're quite intricate and detailed. I'm sure there's 2 million individual pieces of bolts and things like that that are in these. And I should mention too, I was saying to Justin that I went and bought tickets this afternoon. The tickets are on sale on Eventbrite. It's very easy, and the tickets are only $12 each if you buy them
ahead of time.
$10 each if you buy them ahead of time. It was $50 for the package. Is that right?
Well, $12 for an individual ticket if you wanted just to buy a single ticket to one show, and we're giving a discount. So if you wanted to buy in advance for all five, $50 for all five, bringing it down to about 10.
$10 per
show. And there's a small service fee, but it's really great.
Oh, that's good. I didn't see that in any of the publicity, so that's another savings if you get all five. Yeah, excellent.
And if people did want to go down to Bose, if they're not comfortable using the website, they can go down to Bose, and the retail store will sell you a ticket.
Okay.
Or they'll put your name on a list, and they will take that list, so there's no worries there if you did want to buy a ticket.
So you can do the transaction with a real-life person if that's how you're so inclined.
Mm. Yes, exactly. And as mentioned, Bruce is going to be preparing food.
Mm-hmm.
Bose is going to be supplying beer. So the ticket price, we're trying to make it very affordable.
It sounds like there's a lot of really good value.
It is. I mean, the ticket, I think, pays for itself. If you're into food and art and beer, you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there an art or a craft thing that happens at this one? If so, what is it?
We're going to do a screen printing.
Doing other things,
okay.
Didn't you?
So
that's a demonstration, or people will actually be able to go hands-on?
It's a hands-on thing. Oh, cool. So we've got an art coordinator that's going to be there. Her name's Nikki Mulder. She's going to bring all the supplies, so nobody has to worry about bringing anything.
Okay.
I think if you were so inclined, you could bring your own T-shirt, and we can try to make that work. But I think the idea is just to, you know, cut some shapes and make some silkscreen designs just some fun to be had while you're there and doing everything else you're doing. And I think the core principle behind this whole thing is just to bring people together, also get people inside the gallery, get people looking around and socializing.
Excellent.
You know?
I want to hear more about the food. I started salivating when Bruce was telling us about the ingredients. Are we talking appetizers and finger foods here, or is it sort of...
No, it's more appetizers and finger foods, yes.
Okay.
So, like, as it would for a cocktail party, there'll be smaller bites, but there'll be a variety.
A nice variety.
A nice little variety of things.
And nobody's going to be sent away if they go back to the appetizer table a second time.
Not at all. Okay. Never.
That might happen in my case, actually. Some of the things you described sounded pretty appetizing, Bruce. And are these sort of paired intentionally with the beers that are going to be on tap?
We usually try and pair the beers with the food. We talk back and forth about what's going to be poured, and then I sort of write the menu around that.
Right.
That's part of my function at the brewery is to do that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So for the event last night, we did that, and you know, next week, for instance, I'm at a conference in Toronto doing that.
Okay.
And so, yes, they will be.
Yes, yes. I figured for sure that's the art of food and beer and the space that it's being served in. Yeah, fun. Don't forget the fun part.
It's all art, if you think about it. It's all interconnected.
It's true.
One way or the other. So the food art, is an art, and beer is an art.
Craft brewery is an art. It's all art.
Yeah.
So I'm going to outline the list of... Want to give it to Justin. Just go down the list of other Saint Cassettes happening. There's five altogether, so there's four more, I guess.
Yeah, so the first one, again, as Jean mentioned, is this Friday, May 8th. And then after that, we're going to Friday, June 12th. Friday, August 7th, Friday, October 23rd, and Friday, December 4th.
Okay.
And the last one actually coincides with the Santa Claus parade right here in Vankleek Hill.
Oh, perfect.
So we're doing, and that starts at 7, so if people want to come from 5 to 7, we're going to make a parade hand warmers to keep
your hands
warm.
That's the only reason I bought the ticket. It's got nothing to do with the food.
Exactly.
I'm just waiting for that pre-parade. No.
Well, there's
it
also
has everything to do with food.
If hand warmers aren't your thing, there's an insanely massive toy racetrack coming to one of them. There's a photo scavenger hunt and a new look at face painting. So
some really creative ideas there. So
where did that face painting thing come from? You,
the new look at face painting?
Yeah
Well, I just worded it, but I won't be doing
it's because
I won't be in charge of
for
the face
for painting. Those who work for newspapers, there's a sort of a hex on face painting. We send journalists out to family events, fairs, festivals, duck races.
Especially young journalists. They always come back with a photo
of
a face.
No photos of face painting. Yeah, yeah. We are done with face painting.
But this is a brand new look
at it,
right?
I felt that was a little thing from you.
Well, we sort of thought, well, you know, it is as classic as an activity as it is, maybe it'll get, maybe, you know, after people have a bit of food and a bit of beer in them,
they'll look like Kiss.
They'll say, hey, you know what, why not get our faces painted, you know, like, let's get in the spirit. So I just wanted to say thanks a lot to the Arbor Gallery, but especially to Bose for agreeing to partner on this project. Yes. and to Bruce, because without them obviously this event wouldn't happen, and I think that we're going to get success and bring some visibility to some much needed visibility to the Arbor Gallery.
Yeah, I want to second that. I think it's a really imaginative and high energy coming together, and I think it's really cool that Bose is backing our little gallery here in town.
Yeah. I think it's extraordinarily important to support the arts in every form, and so anything that the brewery does, and I also personally support this sort of thing, because I think it is truly important that these galleries stay open.
Mm-hmm. I'll jump in too and say this show is really interesting. Really, really
pretty,
interesting
pretty
and high level.
The idea is to provoke and think and encourage dialogue and and community. So.
Exactly. That's what art does. It brings people together.
And there's this amazing little gallery. It's actually, and it's a beautiful space too.
It is.
I mean, whether you care for art or not, it's actually a great little gem tucked away right in Vanclykill.
Yeah.
I keep saying that too. I think there's, I guess it's the same with arts in any community, but when I was going through there, I wondered if, you know, do classes from VCI and Saint-Grégoire come up, walk there, because Saint-Grégoire is right across the street, at least once a month to see the new shows that are there. Do people go there, you know, and eat their lunch and just take in a show? You know, I heard that there's plans afoot to make the smaller room into sort of a gift shop with things for sale, which I think is going to be great. And I know that that's going to coincide or happen before the Christmas home tour, because, you know, our home tour event that's organized by the Review will be decorating Arbor Gallery to the nines. And we've got a big, long table in the large room that's going to be completely set for Christmas with no food, unfortunately.
For 16 people?
For 16 or 18 people. And we're going to raffle that off. And we're hoping to make it a partial fundraiser for Arbor Gallery this year. But Jessica's been working with one of our decorators. It's going to be one of the stops on the tour. Shuttle bus is going to go around, so we want to really max out and get 500 to 600 people through the gallery that day.
That's
because
great.
A small work show will be up that day too, so that should be good.
Excellent.
Sorry, excellent. I hijack things.
No, that's fine.
I noticed you slipped in a plug for one of your events there. That was very artful.
Yeah, but you know, really, what's a good thing is that we're going this Friday, so we'll be able to report back to our listeners.
That's right. Next week, we'll talk
all
a little
the
about
fantastic
it.
Food.
Yeah.
We're going to get
and art.
And art.
And beer and fun.
And art. A screen printing, too. I can't wait for that.
That's the fun. That's the fun.
That's the fun.
Yeah. Or you can make your own fun. I mean, we're not going to limit you to one kind of fun.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's good.
I guess the last thing I'll say is that if people did want to buy tickets, the website is Arbor Bose. So ArborBeaus.eventbrite. And that's EventBrite.com.
And if people want to find a link to buying tickets, if they go to the Review's Facebook page, there's 5 or 6 photos of the art. The link to VanClickFM.com, which to listen to the show, but there's a link to buy the tickets right there if people want to check
Perfect.
It out.
Perfect. So that makes it really easy.
Yeah, go to the Review's Facebook page and then...
It's there right now.
Kill two birds with one stone. Yeah. Look at some great stuff from the Review.
Exactly.
And get a ticket at the same time.
pictures from Arbor Gallery.
That's what I mean.
Support
all of Vanclykill in one shot.
That's right.
It's a one-stop shop. So.
Bruce, I wanted to give you last word before we thank you for coming in and sign off. Any words of advice or pitches to make before we say goodbye?
No, it's great to be involved in this for next Friday. That's going to be wonderful. We are starting our food program on the patio a week from this weekend, May the 15th.
Oh, good to know. Okay, down at Bose.
So that'll be fun.
Yes. Are you going to be in your full regalia on Friday? Are you going to have a chef's hat? And
I don't wear a chef's hat anymore, but I will have my whites on, yes.
All right, okay. Is there a story behind that? Why don't you wear a chef's hat anymore?
It's more formal than I am these days.
Okay.
It's
good
more
point,
when I was teaching at Algonquin and when I've been worked in bigger kitchens, it's all part of the uniform.
Yes.
And I find the uniform fading for me these days. It's a longer story than I think we have time for, but I find the aura of the uniform fading when you can sort of wander into a grocery store and some young person flipping chicken fingers is wearing a jacket that I spent 3 years learning how to wear.
Sort of worn thin. Eh? Well, we're going to have you in again. For on another time to hear that story. That sounds really intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you very much, Chef Bruce Wood and Justin Bromberg of Arbor Gallery and Bose. And we really look forward to the launch of this event this Friday, the 5 cassette at Arbor Gallery, and continuing the series on through till December. That's going to be a really nice feature.
It's on, a really, on the it's something social new. Landscape I think it's really good. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
Really good.
Okay, thanks again, guys.